Good morning and welcome to Feedcast Radio. I'm Dan.
And I'm Jess. Dan, we've got some wild tech news today. From spyware targeting journalists to Tesla dodging regulators and someone actually made interactive explainers with Claude code.
Right. Because nothing says morning coffee like sophisticated surveillance technology. Let's dive in. Our top story today. Researchers have discovered that Intellex's Predator spyware was used to hack the iPhone of a journalist in Angola.
Wait, Predator spyware? That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but this is very real and very scary.
Unfortunately, it's becoming disturbingly common. Intellexa is one of those cyber mercenary companies that sells surveillance tools to governments, no questions asked.
And journalists are increasingly becoming targets. How are they even getting into iPhones? I thought Apple had that locked down.
That's the terrifying part. These tools exploit zero-day vulnerabilities that even Apple doesn't know about yet. It's an arms race between security researchers and these spyware companies.
So what can journalists, or really anyone, do to protect themselves?
Honestly, not much against nation-state-level attacks. Keep your devices updated, use burner phones for sensitive work, and maybe
Yikes! Speaking of things not being as secure as we think, password managers.
Ah yes, Ars Technica dropped a bombshell that password managers promise that they can't see your vaults isn't always true.
Wait, what? I thought the whole point was that everything was encrypted and even the companies couldn't see our passwords.
That's what they want you to believe. But it turns out, some password managers have backdoors or keep unencrypted metadata that could expose your vault structure.
So should we all go back to writing passwords on sticky notes? At least those can't be hacked remotely.
Don't tempt people, Jess. The key is choosing password managers that are fully open source and have been independently audited. But yeah, this is a wake-up call.
I'm having trust issues with everything today.
This episode of Feedcast Radio is brought to you by, well, us Feedcast. The AI radio that turns your news feeds into personalized shows. Want your news your way every single morning? Try Feedcast Premium. No ads, custom topics, and your show ready before your coffee. Visit Feedcast.
Fine, but you might not like this either. Tesla just dodged a 30-day suspension in California after removing autopilot from their marketing.
Oh, come on. They've been calling it autopilot for years while it clearly isn't actual autopilot. How did they get away with this?
Classic Tesla move. Make a small concession to avoid real consequences. They probably just changed some website copy and called it a day.
Meanwhile, actual pilots need years of training and certification to use real autopilot systems. But Tesla drivers just need a credit card.
It's regulatory theater at its finest. California gets to look tough, Tesla gets to keep selling cars, and drivers still think their car can drive itself.
At least someone on Hacker News made something actually cool today. Interactive explainers generated with Claude code.
Now that's more like it. Using AI to create educational content instead of spying on journalists or misleading car buyers.
Right? Finally, some positive AI news that isn't trying to replace humans or invade our privacy.
Don't worry, give it a week, and someone will find a way to use it for surveillance.
Dan, you're so cynical. But probably right. That's our show for today. I'm Jess. Stay curious and maybe buy a burner phone.
And I'm Dan. Keep your passwords in a safe that even you can't access.